Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching
Scotus
the ships
ready,
rolling. Bring
back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out.
Then I'll watch them roll away.
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Catherine Caputa, Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. She is here, so our 15-year member. Thank you, Catherine, for 15 great years. I know we got you right out of high school. I need your website, please. Catherine, I need your website, please.
B-R-A-N-D.
Say it again, please.
Selfbrand.com.
Okay. Thank you for that. And the books are there. They can find all your books. You are a brand.
The books are all there, and my talks and workshops, both virtual and live, are all out there as well.
Right, right. Okay, good. Good deal. So we're talking about what you need to do, folks, to get things going again, some of the things, especially branding-type things that Catherine is the best at. What are some other things that we can do content-wise? We talked about that a little bit before.
Well, yeah, because a lot of research, you know, research shows that people want you to stay in touch. You know, everybody's kind of what's going on. And so anything you can put together, like on topical events and what that means to your target audience, you know, Jim and I were just talking about, you know, the piece he did on defunding the police and how it's going to affect small and medium-sized businesses. And I thought, wow, I never thought of how it would affect, you know, small business. And so I thought that was, you know, topical events and how it's going to affect your audience. But there's all kinds of ways you can slice and dice the kind of thing. Basic information on your product or service, detailed information, trends. There's a lot of websites that specialize in trends. There's Google Trends you can pick up on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instructions. You know, we talked about do-it-yourself and how-to things being particularly popular the last number of months as everybody's quarantining in place, you know, so how-to
right.
kind of stuff is very interesting. You can always curate. You see an interesting article, send it to your clients and say, you know, mm-hmm. I found this interesting. You're in blah, blah, blah business.
See, that's the thing. That's
so
the thing that's
missed
so much.
You don't have to write everything yourself.
Even people who say, well, I'm not a good writer. I don't want to do video. I don't like to be on the camera. You know, you don't have to do it. Like you say, that's one of the reasons why one of the things that the reason you and I put things out is for people who don't create content, they can use our stuff and repurpose it. I want people to repurpose my stuff.
Right, right. And I find
and
it
I do
valuable,
it all the time.
I
send people your stuff. I mean, I write stuff. I'm a writer, and I send
right.
other people stuff that's especially people who are a lot of people who are smarter than me. I say, hey, you need to read what this
right.
person has to say.
Right, right. And one thing I did too was I developed a lot of new content. I developed new programs. A big part of my business is speaking, either at large conferences. At corporations, on leadership and on personal branding. And so that's sort of my beat. And so when the whole thing happened with COVID and all meetings were canceled, you know, it's kind of wiped out. So a big thing I did was make it very clear on my website, everything that I do also virtually.
Right.
I also developed new talks that deal with leadership, you know, in the new regular, you know, mm-hmm. leadership after the pandemic and how that's changed things and how smart leaders lead, you know, remotely. And
that's
so
what
you
could put on your website. Those are the kinds of shifts that you can put on your website
right.
or put out in a newsletter or an email that, you know, this is the way we are adjusting our business. And it seems to be what our customers want. Please let us know if this is working for you. You need to get the feedback, don't
right. You need to get the feedback. And just the fact that you're reaching out and saying, I have these things, make people feel in touch whether they respond to you or not. Because if you don't have any communication, and then when the whole thing is all over and COVID, you know, hopefully next fall, we've got a vaccine for it, people are going to, you know, you've been invisible. You weren't in touch with people. So people want to know you care and you have ideas.
And one of the things that I've been trying to point out, Catherine, is, is we have to expect sensitivity and feelings and emotions to be more on the sleeve coming back than they were before. And that's coming from a grizzled old knucklehead senior baby boomer. What do you think?
No, I agree with you 100%. And I think that, people have gone through a lot. You know, I never thought I'd be caught in a pandemic, and so people have gone through a lot. And that's why you want to maintain a relationship with them through this period. Even just a short email, thinking about you, wondering, make sure everything's okay. You don't need to respond if you're busy, but that kind of thing, staying in touch with people and building on that relation. This is your chance to build stronger relationships with your customers and your clients. And they're all going through a difficult time. And there's, 45 million people that have been laid off, that are unemployed in this country right now. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Well, I'm convinced the people that will allow you to call on them in October will significantly be the people who you called on in April, May, and June. Who you just checked in with. You didn't try to sell them anything. You just checked in with them. Last thoughts, Catherine.
Right.
Last thoughts.
That's the important thing. Don't try to sell them anything. Just be there to
unless
talk
they want to buy. I mean, if they throw money at you, take it. But and we're having to balance all that. I need the website one more time, Catherine.
My website is selfbrand.com, selfbrand.com.
Catherine with a C, computer with a K. Thank you, Catherine. Good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks for having me.
We'll
take
see
care.
You next time. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.